topic that I chose for this morning is really amazing. The mitzvah of challah. Now, what exactly does the word challah refer to?
Hebrew?
It's a Hebrew word. In conventional terminology, we use it referring to the bread of Shabbos. In true legalistic terms, it refers to the portion that's taken off from the dough as a tithe, which in the time of the temple was given to the Kohanim, to the priests. In our time, our priests will see they're not positive if they have the right lineage, like really kind of prove it, and therefore they're afraid to eat something that's designated only for a person of legitimate lineage. So we're a little nervous about it. So they don't eat it because if they were wrong, or not so much if any one Kohen was wrong, but if the masses of Kohanim, someone would be wrong, the downside would be too severe for a non-Kohen to eat it. And also because we're not ritually pure. So the custom basically is that we don't have the Kohen partake of it, and instead we burn it. Another factor is, by definition, we're all tameh. We're all defiled, because we're just not careful. And therefore, we've come into contact with dead bodies, we've come into contact with all kinds of things, and therefore the challah, by definition, is tameh, we assume. So, I just want to point out that our procedure is very different than the procedure that was done in the time of the temple. Time of the temple, this was very tangibly given to the Kohen, and Mrs. Kohen would collect the challah from the day, make it into a loaf, and she would serve supper in that way. And that's how she had supper. And her husband wasn't a wage earner. He was busy with the spiritual needs of the community. So how did she put bread on the table? She did it by these contributions. Okay. The mitzvah of challah in quote number one. Straight from the Torah, it's a regular biblical mitzvah. When you will come to the land to which I will bring you, and you will eat from the bread of the land, you shall separate a tithe to Hashem. The first of your kneading shall be challah, as a tithe, similar to the tithe of the grain. A bunch of concepts there. Similar to the tithe of the grain means what? Officially, you would go to the Kohen. Just like tithes of the grain would go to the Kohen. Teruma. The first of your kneading, meaning before you braid it and pop it in the oven, you take off from what was kneaded, and the first of your kneading shall be designated as challah, as a tithe. The word challah is being used regarding that little piece that was taken off. And one final concept that you get from this pasuk is when you will come to the land that I will bring you. This mitzvah, in its original biblical form, is only for the land of Israel.
So in the desert they didn't have to do it?
Apparently not. And we in our time, in the United States, it's only rabbinic. We'll see the quote in a minute. But the quote is number 5, drop down. The mitzvah of challah only exists in the land of Israel. In other locations, we take challah because of a rabbinic legislation so that we will not forget the mitzvah. And therefore, there are numerous leniencies that we have because it's rabbinic. We're not as careful in a bunch of things. And at the end, once we have all the background, hopefully I'll be able to show you how this is done in a bakery. Because it's very easy if you're doing it in your own home. Whoever's doing the kneading, the braiding, whatever it is, is all excited to do the mitzvah. Some people only bake bread in order to do the mitzvah. They're all excited to do the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. In a bakery setting, they're kneading tens of doughs, and they're really not kneading these doughs in order to do the mitzvah. They're kneading these doughs to make a product and to make money. Mm-hmm. And if it's a Jewish-owned bakery, they have to take challah. How do they do it? Who does it? Now, if you have a mashgiach there all the time, so then he's in charge of taking challah. But most bakeries, industrial situations, do not have a mashgiach there all the time. The mashgiach comes and goes and makes inspections periodically. He's not there at 4:30 in the morning to make sure that they're taking challah. So, how is it done? So we'll see in a little bit.
Just a quick question. So in Israel, they're more careful, bakeries in Israel, or?
There's certain leniencies that I'm going to describe as we go along, and as we describe them, you're going to see they could only be applied outside of Israel. In Israel, they would have to do it in the without the loopholes. We're going to see, for example, there's a loophole. I'll give you a simple case first. Let's say a woman baked challah bread before Shabbos, and on Shabbos she realizes that she forgot to take the challah off. She forgot to do this mitzvah. So the first thing you do is gulp. Like, how can you eat the challah? Big problem. You didn't take off that piece and designate it for the mitzvah of challah. So there's a leniency outside of the land of Israel that you are allowed to eat from the bread as long as you leave off a piece from which challah can be taken.
But it's already cooked.
Good. So there's a halacha. If you forget to take the challah off when it was dough, you're allowed to take it after it was baked. We're learning a lot, just by the way. Yeah, you're allowed to take it after it's baked. But the problem that she has is that you're not allowed to take challah off on Shabbos. So her first reaction is, I didn't take it off. Big problem, it's baked already. Okay, we'll take care of that. You're allowed to take it once it's baked. But now she's gulping because she's not allowed to take it off on Shabbos. Not allowed to take it off on Shabbos. So what does she do? So she has to know this special loophole. Take a look at 15. Special cases. Outside of Israel, since the mitzvah of challah is only rabbinic, it is permissible in cases of necessity to eat from the bread and then separate challah from that which remains. So as long as you leave over, enough bread so that challah can be taken off from what remains. You can't take the entire remaining piece and designate it as challah. You can't leave just a small little piece and then after Shabbos say, okay, this is challah, doesn't work. You have to leave like a chunk, and from that chunk you're leaving enough that you can still take challah from it. That's okay. Outside of Israel. In Israel, it's biblical, we're much more strict.
So you have three pieces. You have the piece that you eat, you have the chunk, and then you have the challah that was taken?
Correct.
And what do you do with the chunk that from which the challah was taken?
So after Shabbos, when you take the challah off the chunk, you are then allowed to eat the chunk that remains.
After Shabbos.
Right. But you're not allowed to do the act of separating challah and designating it as challah until Shabbos is over. So it's really not such a big thing. You know, you have two challahs. You made challah. Beautiful. You break bread. Cut it. make sure that instead of cutting it till the last piece and putting it on the bread tray, you leave the last two, three pieces as a chunk. You put them in a bag, put it on the side. After Shabbos, you go to that, you say, now I'm going to do the mitzvah. You take from that chunk, and that piece that you've taken off becomes this mitzvah of challah. The chunk now is like any other bread, like any other time. You're allowed to eat it.
And you burn the challah.
Good.